Ah, yes. But that's... No.
Dad? Daddy Nuke?
I'm busy, Fluke.
I know, but... This is important.
What do you want, Fluke? I'm right in the middle of this tome. It could be a breakthrough in magical summoning.
Well, I think you should listen to this.
What is it?
It's one of Papa Pharos's logs.
Fine.
Okay. Just listen.
Oh, hey! My recording device is turned on. I guess Gordy was messing around with it. That's okay. I got some things I want to get off my chest. I just remembered something I heard Nuke telling me.
Dad? Are you crying?
It would appear so.
Are you okay?
No, Fluke. I am most decidedly not okay.
What should I do?
Please tell... No. Ask your papa to come see me. Tell him it is very important.
Okay. Are you going to hurt him?
Perhaps. I certainly hope not.
Okay.
Give me that recording device.
What? Why? Oh, God, what did I do this time? Wait, what did you tell him? Fluke?
Just come here, Pharos.
I swear to science, Fluke, if you told him something to make him mad at me, I'll cut off all your limbs and stitch them back on in the wrong places.
I keep telling you, Papa, he doesn't get mad.
No, he just bashes my face in and does other horrible things to me as punishment. I don't even know what this is about. And stop calling me that.
Fluke, you may go.
No, don't leave me. You're my son. You have to protect me. Whatever it is, Master, I promise you it's all Fluke's fault. Punish him!
Fluke, go. Pharos, come in here and close the door.
But this is where the books live. You told me not to come in here, Master. It's your inner sanctum, your fortress of solitude. Stop pushing me, Fluke! Hey! You're not supposed to lock me in here!
Pharos.
Yes, Master?
If there's one thing I have learned from my history, is that I'm a survivor. No matter how bad things get, I always survive. I wonder if I'll survive Nuke. End of vlog.
Master, I can explain. I was scared. I remember that thing you said about... Something about banishing me to the eternal realm of suffering?
Pharos, I...
You can't blame me for being scared. You're really scary, Master.
Pharos, listen.
I'm just doing what I need to survive. An evil henchman like me has needs.
Pharos...
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry about the booby traps and the freeze gun and the lock on your door that only locks from the outside.
Ice Beam.
It's still a stupid name. No, please, Master! Please don't punish me! Don't throw me away! I promise I'll be good! Please! I just want to be a good henchman for a master villain! I don't mean to be bad! Just evil!
Pharos...
Yes, Master?
You took entirely the wrong meaning. No. Shut up and listen to me. Really listen, Pharos. I didn't tell you that story to frighten you.
But...
I don't always understand what scares people and what doesn't. I told you that story because I wanted you to know something important. Very important.
Master, are you crying?
I'm in love with you, Pharos.
What?
I just wanted you to know how much you mean to me. That's what that story was about.
No, you don't love me.
I do. I told you that story because if you ever really succeed in betraying me, I'll know it's because you really, really don't love me back. You would have to be really focused to do something like that, Pharos. You'd have to be determined. You'd have to hate me. I can't handle that, Pharos. I can't handle the idea of you hating me.
But I don't hate you, Master. You hate me.
That is the furthest thing from the truth. I love you, Pharos. I want to be with you forever. You're mine. I'd punish you like that to force you to love me. You know, by comparison with what you'd been through, I'd bring you back and you'd be broken, but I'd fix you and you'd love me for it. I'd make you sorry for hating me so much.
Master.
Listen, we're both very young for immortals, but even living forever, I've learned that life is still too short. Like I told you, there are things out there that want to destroy us. I want to protect you from those things. Everything I do, it's not just for me. It's for us. I don't know if I'll ever be what I was again, but I want to be more than this. I want to be your master. And I want you to pleasure me. And yes, I want to fuck you and hurt you and kill you. Because I love doing it. Because I love you. There may be others for each of us over the years, but you and I are meant to be together. The fates, gods, or whatever you might call it, they've put us together. And I couldn't be happier. You're fucking perfect.
Master, I don't know what to say.
Well, that's certainly different. Say you fucking love me, or I'll crush your head like a grape.
I don't know, Master. I've been through a couple masters now, and they always end up leaving me. I tried to love them, but they rejected me. Or they just changed and left. I don't want anyone to ever hurt me like that again.
All right.
I guess I'm scared that when you get what you want, you won't care about me anymore. I'll be all alone again. Or worse, thrown away and suffering forever.
All right. What do I need to do to convince you that won't happen?
I don't know, Master.
Well, then that's something we'll need to figure out together.
You're really not mad?
I don't get mad, Pharos. But I know what you mean. No, I'm not disappointed. You're not in trouble. I won't even kill you this time.
Oh, good.
All right. I'll let you get back to work. Just think about what I said, Pharos.
You got it, boss.
Master.
Bastard.
Just this once, Pharos.
Yes, master.
Now I'll just open the door. Very foolish of you to just use a lock to... What?
Oh, that's my latest invention, master. I really wanted to make sure you couldn't get out. It's a combination carbon and adamantite alloy, reinforced with magnetic fields. This whole wall is made of the stuff. Since we're underground, you'd have to dig your way out of one of the other walls to the surface. Plenty of time for me to get away.
Well, consider me impressed. This might actually be useful for something.
I know!
We'll just get Fluke to let us out. Fluke?
Hey, Fluke, you can let us out now!
Fluke!
Come on, we're ready to come out now!
Fluke, this is your dad. You open this door right now, young man.
Yeah, but before Nuke gets mad and decides to kill me again.
I don't... Never mind. Fluke! Fluke!
Master, I think you popped my eardrum!
Fluke, get in here now!
Master, please, you said you wouldn't kill me! Oh god, I'm bleeding from everywhere!
Fluke! Why?
Gee, Fluke, it was so nice of you to take me out for ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best brother ever.
Pretty about the ice cream parlor guy, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I liked him. He always gave me an extra scoop. I kind of wish you didn't eat him.
Aw, I'm sorry, Fluke. I can spit up what's left of him if that would make it better.
No, that's all right, Gordy. Just eat your ice cream.
Okay. How long do you think we should give them before we go back?
I don't know. A few more hours at least. I'm sure Daddy Nuke can let himself out. I don't know why Pharos even installed that lock. There's no way it's going to hold him.
I want to hold Daddy Nuke with my jaws.
That's nice, Gordy.